This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey guys, it's the Bachelor Podcast. We're back again. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones.
Hold on, sorry.
Yeah. Fish eyeballs?
No, this is a bullfrog.
Oh! Mm.
Sorry. Hey,
so how you doing? Bone in or bone out?
Oh, in, of course. Come on.
Well, last night's episode of The Bachelor aired, and it was a combination of very heavy, very raw, very emotional, and catty and more catty, which happens to be a C word, which was dropped last night. Not the big C word, but we'll get to it. Katie, let's start with you. We always start with you. It starts out with Chris Harrison mixing up two girls' names who are feuding.
Definitely on purpose, for sure.
You think? He doesn't know Kaylin from Hannah?
Yeah. They don't even look alike. But going back to what you said, there were so many different emotions last night that I was anxious, happy, angry, sad, like all within 2 hours. And it was crazy.
I read a review where someone said, I feel like this is the worst of the Bachelor franchise in that it takes all the things like pitting women against each other and preying on our emotions, and then the man sweeps in and makes it all okay. It was a mixture of all of those things. She said she felt like Carrie Bradshaw watching it.
All the waves. It was just, you'd have, you know, everything with Kaylin, and then it made the stuff with her and Hannah obviously seem so... I mean, not that it wasn't juvenile already, but then when they were talking and Hannah is trying to say, oh, I had to talk about things I didn't want to talk about, and I just want, oh, no, stop talking. That was so hard, you know, hard for you to talk about, Hannah, how you guys didn't get along, and oh, boy.
Yeah, it was, I guess it was a moment that you had to get to, but it comes later on in the episode. The show starts out with the girls waiting around to find out what's going on, and they discover they're going to Singapore.
Yes.
One of the rare places the show has never been.
Right, and it was
which
a Bachelor
Which looks so
first.
Awesome, by the
it
way.
It does. It looks beautiful.
I want to go now.
It's on your bucket list now?
Now it is. Yep.
I mean, those buildings are just bonkers.
Crazy. The architecture.
Oh my God. And I know nothing about architecture other than that it looks awesome. And that was so cool.
Absolutely gorgeous. But they go to Singapore and they're waiting around for the first date card. And it goes to Taisha. And it's a bungee jumping date. And the other girls were a little jealous until I guess they found out what you gonna do on this date.
They must have done a lot of editing because I would have been standing up there for at least an hour and a half.
I'm not
before
sure
jumping.
I would
if
done
I
it.
If I even did it at all.
Not only did it just look terrifying.
Yes.
But so Colton does it, and it's seemingly what I've always thought was the right way. You know, you sort of dive. When she sort of just Taisha just sort of fell over. And it was almost like she was falling while standing, which I always thought, again, not an expert, I always thought you were supposed to sort of dive so that you don't, your body doesn't then flip down, which thankfully she was fine, but the whole way down, like, oh my God, we're totally going to see an ambulance. We're totally going to see.
She totally did, like, got flung and flipped, just like you said. That was scary.
It was scary. I don't think I could do it. And she sat there and had the nerve to make fun of his scream.
He screams like a girl.
Let's hear your scream when you head down that way.
And I don't know if the pool makes it better or worse because it's not so deep that if you fall in it, you're still going to be okay.
No, it probably made it worse. Like, it probably would have been just a little bit better if it was just like one of those like big pillow type things that they usually have.
The pool can still kill you.
Yes, it can. Your impact, depending on how much you weigh, it would kill
like
me. Concrete. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think I think at that point I would have been like, you can send me home.
I wouldn't have survived the impact.
And you didn't even look strapped in that well, because I'm like, oh, well, it's going to, you know, you're basically going to be so strapped in. And the thing on his legs didn't even look. It's just like, hey, yeah, we got a little tie here. You're fine. Okay.
Yeah, even he was like, sure. I don't really know if we should be doing this.
I've gone skydiving. I don't know why that feels safer than bungee jumping. I'll never go bungee jumping. It just seemed, maybe because you're by yourself versus when I went skydiving, yeah. It was tandem and there was a guy that I was strapped to.
A professional on your back. Yeah.
I did nothing. He is like, it's going to be fine. Bungee jumping's all you.
Yeah, and I think if they did a tandem style with a professional, maybe...
Do they do that?
I don't know.
I've never seen tandem.
I don't think you can do that.
But I would feel safer, though.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. If at least this way, if someone else goes, oh, okay, there are two of us. You know, it's not just me.
Right. But there was the typical, I'm going to tell you a little something personal about myself at dinner. And her big shocking news that makes her, I guess, in the bachelor world, damaged goods is, oh, shocker, she's been married and divorced.
Yes. Where did that come from? That was... I don't know. How old is she? Not that it matters. I mean, you can get married.
It was her first boyfriend. Her first boyfriend out of school. Like,
first boyfriend.
Yeah, she couldn't have been that old.
But I was not expecting that to be her deep dark secret.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Something
less mundane.
Like a bad. Like probably more of a bad psycho breakup.
Does anyone?
Which it could have been that part of the divorce, but.
I mean, anyone care that you've been married and divorced, really, in this day and age? It's not so shocking anymore.
No, I don't think it really... I mean, unless it came from one of the cougars.
Well, we'll get to them later.
It's just, unfortunately, it is what it is. You know, it is very common and whatever. People go through stuff.
But she did say it's the hardest thing she's ever gone through so far. And so I'm sure it took an emotional toll.
Yeah,
obviously.
And I think I think she explained how she's like very Christian and from a Christian family.
Yes.
So that played into it more, I think, that that's not how it's supposed to be. Like in my mind I feel like you're just supposed to have one person for the rest of your life. And I think that's what made it more
difficult for her.
I think she should have said
it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through until I went bungee jumping. Now it's been
until you made me jump off a building.
And I think not being divorced, but and everybody goes different speeds, whether it's mourning life or life events. But I think maybe, well, should she be on this show so quickly? Because she said, within the last
18
year,
months, yeah,
or year and a half. Listen, I don't have a problem with it, but could Colton think...
That's when you get the best characteristics, though, from a contestant.
What do you mean?
When you're, like, fresh out.
Raw?
Yep.
Oh, I mean, we've had people literally break up with people to come on this show. I mean,
right.
It happens.
Robbie.
But... or even while they're on the show, DeMario. But I don't know. Is that too soon?
Well, not for her, it isn't. Obviously, there was a casting call. She needed to get on the show. But she does get the date, Rose. And I think the next up is the group date, which is this one of the largest group dates that we've ever seen with 13 people?
I think so.
Taking over the streets of Singapore.
Amazing somebody didn't get lost.
Or kidnapped.
Well,
how do you know?
There's so many people out. It's like crazy.
How do you know everyone on that date? It's crazy.
You don't. But they got to experience the sights, the sounds, the smells.
The tastes.
The leeches.
The leeches. The fortune tellers of Singapore.
I think I'd rather do the food than the leeches.
I don't think the leeches would be that bad. I mean, it's even making its way into Western medicine where the leeches suck out the bad bacteria.
Oh, I'm not saying it's wrong.
I think that might feel, it might not be horrible if it's in the right place.
After they didn't seem that they had any issues with it after they got over
the first.
Which
was surprising.
The fact
that Hannah did her stand up outside with the leech still on her stomach, so she could make the Kaylin
joke. I think it was a metaphor for boyfriends, like leeches. This is like blood-sucking lawyers. I don't know. Yeah. It was a good metaphor for the show.
Yeah, I don't know. That was some nasty-looking food, though, so...
But it's, in Rome or Singapore in this case.
That's true.
And I thought it was interesting that Onyeka was talking about how, I've traveled around and I've tried to... And so, and make it seem like she's all cool, But then if you watch the clip after the show, she ended up yakking into a garbage can. And like, well, who's not so hip right now?
Guess you're not that international.
Exactly. But, I mean, there's a lot of new foods and tastes. And I have to give them credit for actually partaking.
Yeah.
Because
not one person did the temper tantrum about not
eating. The closed-minded, bad American overseas routine. I was actually standing up and saying, okay, okay, girls, good for you.
Yeah, they were all pretty well-behaved.
Who ate the fisheye?
That was Hannah, right?
Hannah B.
Hannah B, right. And then made out with Colton later, so I was like, did you brush your teeth?
Didn't think about that, thanks.
I'd be like, yeah, can we postpone that?
But every year when they do, it's not always an eating challenge, but something, there's always the person who, well, I don't want to get dirty, or I don't want to do this, or I'm afraid of cars.
All while insulting the host country that they're in.
For sure.
Yeah.
And stomping around, but
traumatic experiences.
Traumatic experiences, yeah. Everybody seemed to actually be a good sport about it, which is rare.
Most exotic food you guys have tried?
Oh, geez.
I know you're...
I don't think I have
Ryan's
any exotic
buff.
Food.
He's tried everything.
No, I haven't tried... I will try anything, but I haven't tried a ton, because I haven't been... Like, you've been around the world. I haven't been around the world. You, I'm sure in your travels, you were an army brat, so you had to have had some funky food somewhere.
The one thing I had, my in-laws are Greek, and they cook fish whole, like, but they're like these little tiny barbouni fish. They're like really like sardine, very small, and they fry the whole thing, and you just pop the whole thing in your mouth.
And this, what is it?
Barbouni. And I have
What is it?
They're like little tiny fish, the head, the eye, everything.
And that's just the name of the fish?
Yeah,
the
you just eat the whole thing whole, and bones and everything. And
there's bones in it?
You just eat it. Like, it's like a delicious...
And so if it's like a goldfish without any bones...
If you can get over what it is, if you didn't know what it was, you'd eat it in 2 seconds.
What did it taste like?
Delicious.
What did it taste like?
It tastes like a chicken nugget. It's breaded. It's fried.
Okay. I would try it.
It's sweet and tasty.
It
doesn't taste like bone. You wouldn't even know it.
Well, okay. So I would say the most, and it's not that out there, especially in most parts of the world.
Right.
But, and if you're a vegetarian, maybe skip forward 30 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Was a goat knuckle. And so it's goat meat, but it's I don't know whether what knuckle, but that's what it was called. It was a goat knuckle, I think.
So it was had a lot of flavor.
Yeah. Because the fat gets
into the meat. What did it taste like? Yeah.
Honestly, it's really what it's cooked in. So this
dirt,
was in
because the goat spend a lot of time.
Yeah. So this was a curry dish. I don't remember. It might have just been a simple goat curry, but it was like you could see the knuckle. And, yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Katie,
not many, but I have had frog before.
Okay.
I've never had frog.
I heard no joke that it tastes like chicken. Like,
it does.
It does, right?
Yeah. You can definitely. It has a weird aftertaste, but.
And I've had gator tail.
Okay.
Which
See,
is fried.
That's pretty adventurous. You guys are adventurous. The cheek of the yellowtail is another one that's really good.
The cheek of the yellowtail.
It's supposed to be the most tender,
that's
most
different
delicious.
From just if you go out and just get normal yellowtail.
Yeah, ask for it when you go to a sushi place for the cheek of the yellowtail. It's really, really good.
This dropping food knowledge.
This
here.
Just turned into a food podcast.
Yes. Ugly delicious now.
Yeah, but back to Singapore and the dating. We need to get back on track over here because this huge, massive group date turns into Demi and Courtney. WWE epic Raw throwdown. Where did this come from? I was so for the other drama that I was prepared for, which those two wrapped things up, Hannah and Kaylin, made nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they opened up the door for this new feud.
This was definitely kind of random, I think.
And like, manufactured.
Random and out of the blue.
Right.
And edited. And
quick, this is going to be a show about sexual abuse, and the two women, one of them involved, has to, you know, they have to make nice with each other to not look bad. And so let's have a different argument.
Yeah, let's
going
find
on.
A different conflict
exactly.
to have.
But for once, Demi was actually...
Not to blame?
She wasn't. She wasn't at the beginning, because she made a good point. Courtney's just sitting there complaining. Well,
get up.
Go talk to him. We've seen this for 23 seasons. If you sit there and do nothing, they're not going to come and find you and say, oh, I haven't talked to you yet. And so Demi just said, go get him. But then Demi said, well, fine, if you're going to sit here, she goes for seconds and whatever. And then Courtney finally is going to, well, I'm going to interrupt them and ends up, hey, guy. Okay, just. But instead of going and finding Colton, she sits down and then tears into Demi. And the argument was so weird because they're both smiling the whole time. Yeah. And
yeah, mean girls.
Mean girls.
Mean girls.
I don't even think they're good enough to be mean girls. I don't know. It's just.
They're not on Lindsay Lohan's level.
Yeah.
Because Demi was right.
Demi's pretty close.
But then she does all the stupid stuff with calling her a cancer and.
That's the C word.
Yeah. And even all the other girls who probably would have been on her side if they're just like, yeah, you're right. She probably should have not given you whatever, you know, said whatever to you. But. Raise your hand if you think.
Yeah, not only that, but she was like, everyone thinks she's the cancer of the house. I'm like, no one ever said that.
No.
Except for you.
Yeah.
So.
And everyone's to be fair, if they even deserve it, Courtney then said, no, she's the cancer in the house. So, like.
Which makes it worse, which is why you went home.
Demi did have a great, I guess, clap back when Courtney was in her face and she said something along the lines of, you have the right to say that to me and I have the right to not care.
Courtney puts the ass in class.
What a great comeback.
I have the right to not care. Like, I thought, oh, that's awesome.
Which is true.
Yeah. Oh,
and words to live by.
The fortune teller. I forgot to get. We were in Singapore.
It felt so bad
with the food. The fortune teller. Cassie is Colton's sister from a past life.
I felt really bad for her because that was really awkward
later on.
And he sort of stepped in it when he's, oh, that's not how you kiss a sister.
Yeah.
Not that I would.
Well, yeah,
know.
And then she was like, "Would your sister kiss you like that?" I'm like, stop.
Yeah,
when you're not making it better. Not making it better.
But I still think that they have a really good connection, but we just have to see more. Like, we're not really seeing a lot of her.
You know who picked Cassie to win it all, don't you guys? Jimmy Kimmel, actually his wife is really, she does all the picking and she's every year she's been right. She's 100% track record. You know how Kimmel is so into The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess his wife picked Cassie to win the whole thing. And they went on Ellen, you know, to talk about it. So which one of us has Cassie? You
Katie,
do,
Katie, of course.
I do. She was my first pick.
On my big board, she was ranked second.
Wow,
I still have my original rankings. But the thing with Cassie, and I've liked her from the beginning, she became the first one of the season who apparently just now realized she's on The Bachelor with other women.
And
there's always one
to see.
This happens every year. Usually it's not until a little later in the season. Because even with The Bachelorette, it was, what's his name, who started bawling. I'm already forgetting their names, but the dude that really was like the worst crier. Not Jason, obviously.
Blake.
Blake, thank you.
Yeah.
Blake was the one who all of a sudden had the freak out. Oh my God, I can't. She's dating other guys. And now Cassie watches her. And to be fair, Kaylin doesn't need to do an unboxing of everything that she got.
Yeah, she could have left that part.
She could have just brought it to her room.
Because was it, didn't Becca get that date? With Ari,
the pretty woman.
Oh
date?
Yes.
So she got that,
and
after when she came back, she kind of like was like, "Oh, I'm back," and then like went up to her room.
Yeah, that's
and, like,
how you're
put
supposed
her bags.
To handle.
You
it.
Don't sit down and like unwrap your shoe boxes.
We all know what happened to Becca, so maybe maybe you should be bragging.
But Cassie, who seems like one of the least volatile ones. I would not have picked her to be the, oh my God, it's so hard to see someone
know.
Else getting
I think,
this.
I think people who say that might actually be developing real feelings, whereas the other people who don't feel that way and don't care that he's off dating someone else just really aren't into him. So
yeah,
you
true.
Can look at it both ways. Like, she's actually a little starting to be a little possessive. Maybe.
Yep. It's just when there are 15 people.
Yeah.
It seems a little early to think.
Like, yeah, he saw his 15 girlfriends.
Yeah.
Well, in the end of that whole group date, Demi gets her ultimate revenge on Courtney because she made out with them, she inserted herself.
Well, and said her mom
no,
just
mom
got out
was
of prison.
Just out of federal prison for
and anytime, anytime
bank
you can
fraud.
Use the, anytime you can use the jail card.
And then she held the rose and was like, this is a message to my haters.
Yeah, flaunted the rose.
Yep.
Did you do any deep dive into Demi's mom about what her situation is? I kind of looked her up a little bit.
Well, there was an article posted that it wasn't... I should have read it again before, but...
That's all right. We're not a news organization.
Yeah.
We're not
it was originally
checking schmack checking.
She's, in her opening video, she said it was for...
Bank fraud.
Yeah, money laundering.
Money laundering. Woo!
And then...
It's like mobster stuff.
But that was something she was arrested for in the past. Like, this time it was for...
Bank fraud.
Bank fraud.
Yes. Which is just another arm of money laundering.
Yeah. But, like, I guess money laundering, in quotes, wasn't as serious as this, right. as this type of fraud. Because they were like, oh, she used that. That was her, whatever, 2005 sentence. Like...
Wow, Mama's like the Al Capone of...
But you know, she loves her unconditionally.
Yeah, they do have a sweet...
So does this mean that hometowns won't be at a federal penitentiary?
But it will be her real house. Because she probably can't leave. It won't be one of those staged houses.
Welcome to our home. I'm not allowed to leave.
How do you like my ankle monitor? Is right here.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, this is the point in the show where everything came to a screeching halt and got serious. We have Colton and our next one-on-one date with Kaylin, which Hannah wasn't too happy about. She wasn't. In fact, even though Kayla wasn't on the group date, Hannah was still talking about her. Like, she couldn't stop. Like, it was like, maybe you should just.
That was all she had to talk about.
All she had to talk about.
To nothing else.
And to the it was making Colton uncomfortable. Like, you know, stop.
But even when she was with the other Hannah at the hotel, there she was trying to act like, no, I really... But the other Hannah just kept like, wait, are you making a joke here? Are you making fun of her? I don't...
Am I supposed to laugh? Or...
Does not compute. Right. I don't understand what's happening. And, yeah. It was a little weird.
But Kaylin gets to go pick out some hideous clothes and some nice clothes and gets a personal designer treatment. And
she gets it all.
Gets the limo, the whole nine.
I would have appreciated Colton's performance if just once he would have been like, yeah, that's not working for me.
Yeah.
Right.
You can put that one back.
A little too much. Let's find something a little...
Yeah,
a little
but
more you.
Since the, you know, starting right at the beginning of the date, he kept saying, I wanted to bring someone that was deserving. I want to spoil someone that I really like. And he said it more than once throughout that, the shopping portion of the date. So that was a good, a good sign for that.
And the amount of bags she had is a really good sign. Yeah.
Oh, man.
My
she came
Lord.
Home, like, you couldn't even hold them all. Like, it was so many bags.
Again, she probably should have just went up to her room. She did, probably didn't have to open all the bags, but...
Basically treated it like a bridal shower. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the triumphant shopping spree star returns. The ladies are obviously, a little jealous.
Oh, let me see.
Big smiles.
Who gave me this? All right, Colton did. All right, let's see. Who gave me this? Oh, Colton did.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's so cute.
And conveniently, later in the night, she wears a dress that's like almost there. So, this is kind of the portion of the show where she opens up to him about what happened to her when she was a sophomore in college. She and two other friends went to a party, their wine was drugged. She was raped, violated by a bunch of douchebags at a party. She reported it, but they didn't have a rape kit. I mean, it was just a mess, and obviously affected, as it would affect any of us, in a very serious and long-lasting way.
She got through the story, I think, very well. Like, she didn't even break down, really. Like, I think she got through it very well. I think she did a great job.
Talked about it to the point where you're ready to admit it openly, that you're almost to that point where you can step outside yourself and talk about it. When you first happens, like, she didn't feel like she could tell her parents, and that's like common. You feel guilt, like, somehow wrongly, that some you had a part to play in it, and so it took a lot of getting to the point that she was where she could actually talk about it.
And it sounds like she's pretty upfront in every relationship, because she said that she, you know, tells the person that she's dating that story.
And that's one of the reasons why she felt comfortable with Colton, was that he is a virgin, and he's like, could understand totally why that puts her a little more at ease.
Yeah, and I think, you know, unfortunately, her story is not unique, and it's an epidemic. It's been an epidemic. I mean, at least nowadays, that can be the positive side of social media and bringing some of these kids to justice, not nearly enough. As Google any day, and you'll see terrible stories about, you know, want to call it frat boy privilege, or sometimes it is white privilege, but just in general, there's a terrible culture that is not just in colleges, it's sort of everywhere. And but shame on VCU, which is where she went, to not, you know, the fact that, oh wow,
one of them was expelled,
even she said, like, yeah, oh yeah, one got expelled, which, good, but the fact that it's just an expulsion, like, these kids should be in jail.
That's it.
And so, you know, I'm watching this, and, you know, I've been very, very lucky that, you know, no one in my family has been directly affected.
Sisters, yeah, you have
sisters, but it could very easily have been any of them. And it's just, I'm listening to her tell this, and I've never met these people. I've never met her, but I want to
kick their asses.
Yeah, and the fact that it's just so easy for this to happen is not something that we get to talk about here, or certainly on the show as a whole, like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, enough, because it's just, a lot of these girls are 23, 24. They're not that, because that's what she said 4 years ago. And I'm thinking, college was 4 years ago for her. Yeah. Wait, like,
she could have been a teenager, like, literally. Just,
yeah, it was tough to listen to, and not because of her, but because of thinking that this is just a reminder that this is common. And I just kept thinking about her college, and like,
wow.
Like, good job, VCU.
Right?
Way to.
Have either of you guys watched the Fire Festival on Netflix?
Yes.
I have not seen either of them, Netflix or Hulu.
There's a point in the documentary where Ja Rule is on the beach with all these Instagram models, and they're drinking. This whole thing was filmed, and obviously, but they were not working at this point. They were off duty. It was relaxed time. But they were drinking, and he just kept telling these Instagram models to get naked and go in the water. And I give them credit for saying, what? No, you. Stop. You. And I kept thinking, like, 10 years ago, before this whole, like, women, like, teaching girls, like, you can stand, it's okay, you don't have to do, you don't have to partake in this, don't feel pressure. Did you see that
scene?
Yeah,
I was surprised.
No, you, man, you do it. This is, stop. You're just, that's, no.
And then after that,
to go through the TV and just hug them for being so strong.
Yeah, and I feel like after that, it was just, like, he just dropped it. Like,
pressure.
Yeah.
That's the pressure when you're drinking. Come on, honey. Go get in the water. Go drink. Go get drunk. Whatever. Take your clothes
off. And you're
off.
With a celebrity.
You're with a celebrity.
And you're trying to build your own
brand.
Whatever on Instagram.
Exactly. And so I was happy to see that people are using their voices. And as sad as hard as it was to watch last night, if this teaches another person to be able to change their location or just speak out, then hallelujah. And they flashed up the national sexual assault
RAIN,
hotline,
which has done amazing work. And you know, hopefully, yeah, you want women, okay, keep an eye on your drinks, and you know, watch where you are, and know, you know,
don't let someone else get it for you,
all this stuff. Yeah. But it's just sad that we have to, that has to be the focus. Like, we also need to focus on teaching boys, and that's what they are, and men, to actually, this is how you treat people.
It's not, they're not yours for the taking.
Yeah, and, you know, I, again, did not witness this when I went to college, but
I did.
Yeah, and a lot of people did, and it's so you have to teach women how to stay safe, but we also have to pay attention to these jack-offs that are just acting however they want around women, and it starts young, folks, so...
Teach your boys, that's for sure. Colton also said, I know this was... Like, thank you for opening up, but he reassured her by letting her know that he had already been in a relationship where he had... Like, was the hardest thing for him to have to watch... His ex-girlfriend and Ali Raisman, we were all assuming, who had to deal with Paul Nassar, the convicted sex, he assaulted gymnastics. All the gymnasts. And so he's like, that was the hardest thing for me to watch was her have to go through that. And so he already has that empathy.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit more of a reassurance to her that, he, you know, he gets it, unfortunately, that about her situation.
Yeah. Yeah. But he, and of course, duh, she gets the date rose. So
that would be so terrible if she did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing this terrible experience.
Life-changing.
Yeah, this life-changing traumatic experience in front of all of America. Now, here's a 16-hour flight home. Have fun.
No, that was reserved for Courtney and Tracy. But everything.
Well, Tracy, I'm okay with getting the boot too, by the way. Goodbye.
But everything else seems trivial in comparison to that moment.
1,000%. Yes.
But it's back to the trivial moments where we have to have the final cocktail party and a nice makeout session on what was a well-made bed and turns into a messed up bed.
That's for sure.
with Hannah G. Here's a one-on-one chat with Hannah at the hotel.
Yeah.
Where she's like, oh my God, you make your bed so nice. That's the turndown service, but it's okay.
I see this becoming something big.
Really big.
But yeah, there was... Definitely a connection in that room.
Couple, actually.
And they even remade the bed afterward. Mm. Yeah. First he was on top, yeah, and she was on top. And then
you got to even it out.
But they left their shoes on, which meant that they weren't going to do anything. But
that's the difference between like Hannah G and Demi. Like Demi would have went down and been like, guess what we just did?
Well, like when you just said went down, if anyone's just tuning in.
Rewind 30 seconds.
Demi context. Said, I'm just going to pretend like I'm the only girl here. And yep, jump in his arms, you know.
Right after he says, you know, I don't like the displays of affection in front of other girls.
And, boom.
Okay, we're going to straddle. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah B and Kaylin then decide... Sadly, that they're going to put their beef aside
for now.
And I don't like it when women don't support other women. And, you know, let's just hug it out.
I just thought Hannah was like, well, I don't hate you. And she's like, I don't hate you either. But like one episode before, they're like, oh, I hate her.
And Colton,
I'm glad they're civil now, though.
Well, Colton, I think, pointed them both in the right direction because he said, I don't need you to like each other.
Right.
Basically, I just don't want you coming to me to complain about the other one. Don't like each other, fine. But this is not going to be a thing.
Shouldn't
until
they've had
they're
that conversation with Demi and Courtney, though? Like, you know.
I think he just knew
they were just
he didn't
a lost cause.
Yeah. I think he just knew he didn't want Courtney around anyways. And I hope Demi's not too far behind. But,
yeah.
Although she did, like you said before, have a lot of good lines.
Oh, and, yes.
I think my favorite was when she says, you know, maybe she won't suck one day, but today she sucks.
Yeah, no, she had some good
ones. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Yes. Now, didn't Hannah go to Colton and say that Kaylin apologized for the fight? And I just thought, how shady. You guys agreed to make up with each other. Now you're saying that she came to you.
Yeah, you had like
You had a mutual understanding. What is this?
Hey, if you can still if you can show that you made up but still show that you're the better person in the situation, like, yes, she needed to apologize to me because I was telling the truth and she wasn't.
Exactly, exactly. After this point, they agree to make kiss and make up, and then we hear the C word, that whole thing transpired, which we've already dissected ad nauseum.
Well, and it got to the point with Demi where she was even saying, oh, I don't even want to talk about it with you. Well, then why are you? I mean...
You started this.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you were right, and fine, you could have left it at that, and then to keep going and then being aware enough to say, like, oh, I don't even want to be talking about this. Okay. Well, we don't want to hear you talking about it.
Then they were just sitting there, and they were going back and forth fighting about being mean to each other. Like, that's what the fight was about. It wasn't even about being called the cancer of the house anymore. It was just fighting about being mean, and everyone was just, like, laughing and snickering because they're like, is this a real fight? Like, is this really happening? This is nothing.
Yeah, the faces were pretty legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There were some good faces. There was something else that just popped in my mind.
Dr. Demi.
Oh, shoot.
Can't.
Oh, the foreshadowing was everywhere with Courtney's, I don't get any time alone. I never get any time. And then, of course, clink, clink, it's time for the cocktail, or the rose ceremony, and is anyone surprised?
Well, that also stopped the bickering back and forth.
Between the two of them.
So Chris, really full circle between trying to keep stoking things by, you know, forgetting which one was Hannah and which one was Kaylin, and then the end just being like, okay, we need to, we've seen enough.
We're done with this storyline.
Yeah.
And Courtney, you will be missed.
You're the weakest link.
As will Tracy.
Another one.
The 31-year-old Tracy, which leaves only 23-year-olds. What were you going to say, Katie?
No, we still have Elise.
Oh, yes, we do. And she plays prominently into next week.
So we still have some cougars?
Yes, we do.
Or just one cougar?
Elise, I think, is the only one who is technically considered...
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think so. How old is Onyeka?
I don't think she's ancient like that.
But is she? All that matters is if she's
an elderly person.
Ugh, 30?
So I think just Elise.
Might as well just end it.
Elise is the only elderly person left.
Elderly person.
I mean, what's the point? Is she in a home yet? How does that work? Jeez.
Probably when she leaves there.
Can she still feed herself? How does this work?
Nice.
When she leaves there.
All right, well, it was an emotional roller coaster and a catty episode. It was everything that The Bachelor does well or poorly, however you want to describe
it. A little bit of everything in this episode. There really was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I feel like we finally have, like, we have connections now with the contestants, so when they go home, like, you know who's actually going home. It's not like those random girls you're like, what's their name again? I've never seen her before.
Courtney and Tracy made sense.
Like, yeah.
I think going forward, I don't think there's ever going to be one of those, oh, yeah, I don't know them. We're 13 now?
How much is it? Kerp hasn't really done.
Yeah, but she made some good faces when the...
She did.
When the arguing was going down, she was...
Like, yeah, I think she's the only one who thought it was funny. She's probably the only... One, I guess, under the radar.
You have Heather because of that never been kissed. But besides that, we've not heard boo from her.
Yeah. Except for instigating.
The poking in the side. And Katie, they had some makeout session pretty early, but she's been outside of the drama.
Yep.
But yeah, I think everybody else has sort of raised their hand at some point.
Yep. And gotten their FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have... You know, more of a connection.
And where are we headed next week?
I was just...
Thailand,
yeah. Okay. I was thinking, how much would it suck to take a 15-hour flight and then turn around and take a 15-hour flight? Like, that's no fun.
But, I don't know, she kind of deserved it, I guess.
Oh, my God. Especially,
of course.
But especially Tracy. Like, good riddance.
Yeah, the faces. We won't have to see those faces.
The faces. Remember, she was the one
pulling
with
the face.
This year's social media...
Yeah. With the past. Exactly.
Yeah, have fun.
All right, guys. Well, we shall reconvene next week and rip apart yet another episode of The Bachelor. You can find us on social media at Bachelor Podcast, you know, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter. Anywhere you go.
I'm Christine Lee, Katie Pallotta. Thank you.
Thank you.
I forgot to tell you, I love your necklace.
Oh, thank you.
Me too.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And Ryan Jones?
I'll bring the fish eggs next week.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.